started.
Blog Talk Radio.
you can expect blessing. But when you're dealing with something like that, Father God, we know that we need a miracle. Help us deal with some of the pains that we're dealing with. There is no prescription for what we really, really need. I thank you, Father God, that no evil will befall us. Neither shall any plague come near our dwelling, for you've given your angels charge over us, and especially me. They're to keep me, Father God, and to keep us in your pathway. So I thank you, Father God, for the healing angels that you have set forth to go and make the crooked ways straight. Thank you, Father God. It is in your word, Father God, that we have the wisdom. We have wisdom to pray, and we have wisdom to what we should pray for. I thank you, Father God, that we pray that for our armed forces, nation. We pray, God, for the world leaders and what's going on over in Israel. We pray for those that are dying on the streets of Jerusalem. I thank you. I thank you that I see it in your word coming to pass. I thank you, Father God, for those that are lost that's going to be saved. I thank you, Father God, for those that you have put here under this ministry to grow, and I thank you for the growth that I see. I just thank you, Father God. I ask you, Father God, to affirm your word today and confirm it. But definitely it may be a word for somebody here today. So if you please, Father God, there's someone need a word, speak to me, Father God. Speak it that they may be able to affirm it and confirm it. And these and all blessings, Father God. We ask in your darling son's name, Jesus. Everybody agree with this prayer. They just say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one. Oh, okay. Praise God. So happy Pastor could join us. And Evangelist Renee. Evangelist Sharon, the regulars, I like to call them. I thank God for y'all and your faithfulness.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes I don't talk about it enough, but I thank God for y'all faithfulness and for your courage to press on anyway in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And like I said on yesterday, I want to start the broadcast off by anyone have something they want to share. Maybe there's a word. Maybe there's something you experienced that you know if somebody heard it, it would help them. So I'm going to start the broadcast off like that until God say differently. Hallelujah. So anybody, just hallelujah.
Mercy and honor. Pastor Bell, to all the listeners, just want to take time out. The Lord, thank you. Thank him for blessing us to see one more day. He didn't have
one
to do
day.
It, but he did it. It was because of his grace and his mercy, and I thank him. I thank him for all his many, many blessings, from the biggest to the smallest to the ugliest. All of it. I just thank him for all his many blessings, because if they don't make me stronger, somebody seeing me going through it gonna make them stronger. And that's what we do. We need to just be strong in that word. Because by his Christ, we are healed.
Right there.
Yes. Amen. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. We thank you. I just thank him for all his many blessings. And I will continue to pray for everyone on the broadcast. And I ask everybody to continue to pray for me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
Well, good afternoon. Thank you. Praise God.
Good afternoon.
agree with Pastor in that powerful prayer. And, of course, that song, Worth. Amen, amen. Thank God, thank God. I like to share some of the affirmations. Amen. Just looking over it, so many. This whole page is really, really good, but I'm not going to do that to y'all today. Amen. I'm going to just give y'all some of them. I am getting all my needs met by Jesus, Philippians 4:19. I am casting all my cares on Jesus, 1 Peter 5:7. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, Ephesians 6:10. I am doing all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I am heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ, Romans 8 and verse 17. And so I'm thankful for God's word because I can pull up these affirmations and speak his word over my life and pray on another. So thankful for his word because his word is faithful, his word is true. And as Pastor prayed in his prayer, we can see the growth. And I know I'm still growing, and I'm thanking God that I'm able to continue in the Word of God and understand the Word and try to jot them scriptures down as Pastor give them and then go back in and read them and meditate and thank God for his Word. So I'm so thankful for the Word of God and thankful that we can come together at noon. And, you know, and be fed, amen, be fed spiritually. And it's truly a blessing because not everyone to do that, and not everyone is clothed in a right mind. So we are so blessed. And I just give God praise, you know. And I'm thanking God that Evangelist Roper is better, praise God, and home, and amen. And Pastor, did you say your daughter, I think it was? And she, and look at God, look at him. He is letting us know that he is still performing miracles today, amen. As Evangelist Renee said, yes, she's going through, but she's not giving up, and praise God for that, you know. And it encourages us when we are going through pain and you know, the doctor saying this, the doctor saying that. And we just think back on Evangelist Renee and how she stands on God's word to encourage us all to continue on, even though we might be going through or facing something as well. So to God be the glory. So I thank God, and I thank God for our pastor, also our friend, that he continue on in God's word as the Holy Spirit guide and lead him. You are touching many, many souls, Pastor, and bringing people into reality of knowing the Lord personally, so that they can be prepared for their eternal life. And so I'm just thankful. I'm just truly thankful that I'm a part of this ministry. So God bless you, Pastor. God bless all the listeners and those that are listening by internet and those that have given their testimony. To God be the glory. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Go ahead, Evangelist Sharon said,
Thank you.
Did I cut you off with that, Miss Weir? In fact, Evangeline Shannon said yesterday what you just said. It's just a blessing word. You say it every day at 12 o'clock. And I thank God. I thank the Holy Spirit. I do, you all. I don't know if I really thank him. I want to finish our discussion on the image. God never stopped producing that image since he planted. Anyone else? Press one. Anyone else? Press one. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Press one. Press one. Okay. God has put that seed in us, which is his word. And we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, but I just want to remind everyone that we are continuing with being in God's image. See, the enemy don't want you to know. You are supposed to be in God's image, man. The last thing he wants you to do is start operating in the glory of God. Because the Bible says if Satan had knew he was crucifying the glory of man, he would have never did that. If he realized that he was crucifying the Son of Glory, he would have never did that one, boy. That's a thing he could ever make, is to crucify the Son of Glory. Because that's what this was all about. It was about the glory of God. God always, remember, he said, let us make him in our image, after our likeness. And last week we talked a little bit about Mark 4. So I'm just going to go back there and make sure everybody know you have a seed in you. It has to grow, man. So when you get to reading, I think about the 20, Mark 4, I think we started about the 26th verse through the maybe about 32nd. So you'll know that seed is in you. This is spiritual now. And he said, so is the kingdom of God. Now, you know what the kingdom of God is. So is the kingdom of God. As if a man should cast seed into the ground. Ain't no different. The kingdom of God, which is righteousness, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost, will once the seed has been cast into the ground and should sleep and rise at the night and the day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. See, just get that word in you. That's all that matters. Get it in there, because Satan's going to come immediately try to steal it. Because he don't want you to get to your full potential. He don't want that tree. He don't want that seed that's in you to grow. He don't want that. Because you start operating in the glory of God. And when you're in the glory, nobody can stand it. Remember the children of Israel? They couldn't take it. And the glory that Moses had, and we'll talk about that one day, was nothing compared to the glory that is in us. Nothing compared. And they couldn't even stand to look at it. So when the glory of God is the ultimate goal, which it is, that's when we know that we're being like God.
All right.
And because that's what he wants. That's a call on our life, and I'll show you that in a moment. But anyway, to finish my point, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself. First the blade, then the ear. After that, the full, underline full, corn in the ear. It's a process. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he put it in the suckler, because the harvest is come. Mm-hmm. And he said, whereunto shall we lacken the kingdom of God? Or with what compassion shall we compare it? So what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, it less than all the seed that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and become great than all the herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge on under the shadow of it. And many such parables spake the word unto them as they were able to hear. See, because everybody wasn't able to hear what he was saying. So he spoke these parables to those that could hear. Now, everybody hearing this, what I'm telling you right now, already know. Because they're not able to understand that God wants, God's will have not changed. God's desire have not changed. That we be in his image. Well, his image is his glory. That's why we was in 2 Corinthians, I think it was yesterday, and we were talking about the glory of God being changed. Was that the 18th verse? I think it was the third chapter. It said, but we all with open faith beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Change, church, I'll underline the word change, into the same, underline same, the same image from glory to glory, even as the Spirit of the Lord. So what image you think we're being changed to? Glory to glory. So God wants us in his glory. So we can so we can be changed to that image, that very image. That's why Jesus urged us. Remember he said, if a man love me, he'll keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. That's real, man. That's real. That's how you get to see the Lord. You keeping that word, and glory is coming. So it's from glory to glory. Okay? That's important that you understand that it's from glory to glory. So when you're in the glory, and then let me talk a little bit about the glory too, because I don't want nobody to misunderstand it. The glory, and there's a lot of definition for glory. A lot of time we think glory just belongs to God, and not understanding that God made us so much, he loved us so much, that he wanted us in his glory. Ooh, when I think about that, something just goes all over me. That God wanted us to be in his glory. Yeah, we were called. We were called to his glory. This glory is it's not the kind that you think is praise. The kind of glory that we're talking about is the beauty of it, the splendor, the spirit, the spirit of it, the great beauty. So the writer said, what in man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visits him? See, man was awesome. When you think about what God did for man, how complex the body is, it's something to be glowed. It's amazing. It's I like to say, it's out of sight. So when God talking about his glory, it's the honor that God gave man. And it's the credit that God gave man. That he wanted us to be like him so. In other words, make that public acknowledgement, sort of like what evangelist Renee was talking about earlier. Let people see the glory of God. Let people see, no matter what your situation look like, you still praise the God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter.
Hallelujah.
Doesn't matter now.
Yeah.
The glory of God is on me. So you may look at me at the natural, but you don't know what's going on in the spirit. See, there's things that are going on in the spirit because of the glory of God. A whole lot going on in the spirit because of the glory of God. Because that word means like a published acknowledgement. So you are acknowledging that greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. See? You're not. That's
Amen.
That. And that comes from putting the word first. Come from allowing the word of God to live in you.
Yeah.
That comes from acknowledging what God's word has said about you. So when I think about Philippians, I want to say, I'm trying to think where that's at now. See, the fellowship that we have is with God. And let me tell you what, his fellowship, but I'm still thinking about Philippians. Covenant, that's it. It's Philippians 1. Let's see. We're going to start the second verse. And I'm just being led to start with the second verse. Philippians 1. Second verse reads like this. Grace be unto you. Now, we've had discussion on what grace is. That's a God's unmerited favor. He can take grace and make us just anything he want to do. He can take grace and make it happen. Because it's his unmerited favor. It's all on him. He can do it. I don't care what the law say. I don't care what the enemy say. God uses his grace, and that take care of everything. So grace be unto you, and peace from God, our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always, every prayer of mine, for all of making requests with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel. Fellowship, now, that's another word we're going to have to just take a whole day and discuss that. Our fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, listen to this, being confident of this very thing, that he which begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. It's awesome, man. You know what? From the day he began to create us, even as we're to be meet to for him, the M-E-E-T, that means we're comfortable to him. We're made like him. See God, that's what God did with Eve. He made Adam a help, M-E-E-T, a help me, somebody that can do and get along and become one together. Let me put it that way. I couldn't make it deeper, but. M-E-E-T is someone who you can be one with. So God made us that we can be one with him in his glory. How I know that? Even as it is meet for me to think that this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense of my confirmation of the gospel. Ye all are partakers of my grace.
Yes.
Guys, you want to read that from the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. And that was Philippians. What chapter was that again?
First chapter.
Okay. Reading from the Message Bible, Paul and Timothy, both of us committed servants of Christ Jesus write this letter to all the followers of Jesus in Philippi, pastors and ministers included. We greet you with the grace and peace that comes from our... I'm sorry, let me read that part again. We greet you with the grace and peace that comes from God our Father and our Master Jesus Christ. Every time you cross my mind, I break out in explanation of thanks to God. Each exclamation is a trigger to prayer. I find myself praying for you with a glad heart. I am so pleased that you have continued on this way, on this with us, amen, believing and proclaiming God's message from the day you heard it right up to the present. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God is great work in you with at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. Amen, amen.
Can we read that again from the pastor, please?
Yeah. Paul and Timothy, both of us, committed servants of Christ Jesus, write this letter to all the followers of Jesus in Philippi and ministers included. We greet you with the grace and peace that comes from God our Father and our Master Jesus Christ. Every time you cross my mind, I break out in explanation of thanks to God. And okay. let me go on down a little further here. Okay. Each explanation is a trigger to pray. I find myself praying for you with a glad heart. I am so pleased that you have continued on in this with us, believing and proclaiming God's message from the day you heard it right up to the present. There has never been the slightest doubt in my mind that the God who started this great work in you would keep at it and bring it to a flourishing finish on the very day Christ Jesus appears. It's not at all... That was going into the seventh verse. Amen.
That was the verse I wanted, was the seventh verse. It says, even as it meant meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, in as much as both in my bounds and in the defense of this confirmation of the gospel, you are all partakers of my grace.
It's not hard for people to me to think this way about my prayers, hope, deep roots. You have, after all, me all day from thrown in jail, put on trial, and came out of it in one piece. Amen, amen.
Thank you so much. Listen, brothers and sisters, believe me, God wants us to be in his glory. He called us to that. Remember, what was that, Peter? I think it's in, I'm not thinking Peter. In Peter, I want to say 2 Peter, 1 and 3. According as his divine power have given unto us all things now, pertaining unto life, underlying life, and godliness, through the knowledge of that he have called us to glory and virtue. You've been called to glory.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been called to that victory. See, when you're in glory, that's victory. When you operate in glory, that's victory. I told you guys on yesterday when the Kansas City Chiefs won the Super Bowl, and they had this parade, ticket parade, whatever you call it. That was their glory. They was in their glory. Fine trucks and convertibles. They was in glory, man.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The reward. Well, we've been called to operate in God's glory.
Thank you, Lord.
And the way it get there is from glory to glory.
Yeah.
Why you think he said, and he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellency, glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And that was the glory of God.
Yeah.
God wants us to be like him in that same image. That's what I keep saying, that same image.
Yes, amen.
Glory be to God. You know, the Bible said that we may grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be the glory. For God wants us in that glory. God wants us to grow in glory, live in glory, find glory.
Yes. Yeah.
Matter of fact, the Bible says, being filled with the fruit of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. God wants us in that glory. He has not restricted us from being in his glory. Man have taught us that we shouldn't be there. Oh, God deserves the glory. Man, it ain't no doubt about it. He is the Father of glory. So if he's the Father of glory, and we're his children, then we should be children of glory.
All right. Say that.
God wants you to operate in that glory.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what. Now, let me give you a whole new take on something you've learned in the past. Ephesians 4:19 says, but my God shall supply all of your needs. Watch this now. All of your needs, whatever they are, according to his riches in glory. The riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's where the riches is at, is in glory. God wants you to be in his glory so he can supply all your needs. Into his glory, your needs are being met.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Anyone else? Before we close on Thankful Thursday is tomorrow. Look for you guys to comment. Today sounds like Thankful Thursday, but that's tomorrow. I know you say something for tomorrow. Be thankful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyone
else? Anyone like to have something to say? Press 1.
Praise God. Amen. We're reading at Philippians 4:19 from the Message Bible. It says, you can be sure that God will take care of everything you need. His generosity exceeding even yours in the glory that pours from Jesus, our God and Father, abounds in glory that just pours out into eternity. Yes. Amen, amen. Thank God for the glory. Amen.
Amen. I like the fact that the way you have to get it, the Bible says, but we all with one, with all open a face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed mm-hmm. into the same image. See, that's that image.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the image. The image is from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of God. Now, I don't know how, these other translations read it, but it's pretty plain to me. That's 2 Corinthians 3 and verses 18 for those that may be listening. We have all, the Bible says, things have been unveiled to us, pretty much. Everything has been made known to us, but it's through Christ. We can actually see the glory of the Lord, but we are to allow that glory to be transformed into his image. And his image, your thought about the image of God is glory. It's his glory. Yeah. So when we're talking about image, don't make me go to Hebrews. Don't make me go to Hebrews. When we're talking about God's image, Jesus Christ is the express image, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You want to know what it is? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's why in these last days, he has spoken to us through his son. See, I've got all these prophets and all that. They want to listen, brothers and sisters. God has spoken to us through Jesus Christ. And he'll speak to you in these last days, the Bible says. He has spoken to us by his son, who he hath appointed heir over all things, by whom also he had made the of the worlds. He said, who being in the brightness of his glory, the brightness of his glory, the express mm-hmm. image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself, heard God singing, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Mm-hmm.
It's about that image, and Christ was that image for us, who be the brightness of it, the highest form of it. That was Christ.
Yeah.
In the brightness of his glory, that image, that we are in Christ. Now, how is it that you can be in Christ and not understand God's glory, not be partake of it? God want us to be partake of that glory.
Yes.
That's the image. Anyone else? Any comments? Or we dismiss? Hallelujah. You have been saying, Pastor.
I was looking at Philippians 4:19. In the New Living Translation, it says, and this same God who takes care of my needs. Oh, one second here. I've dropped a line. And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let me read that again. And this same God, care of me, will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. That 28th verse says, now all glory to God our Father forever and ever. Amen. We thank God for the glory. Amen.
See, that's how much God loves us. He shares his glory. Now,
yeah.
You have people who try to defend God. You don't have to defend God. God's going to defend himself.
Yeah, that's right.
See, sometimes people overdo things. You talking about God's glory. First thing they, oh, God on all it. You don't have to tell me God on all the glory. I know that he's the Father of glory. But I'm his child. And he loved me just enough to share it with me. Unlike you now. You get the victory. You're not going to share it with me. But our Heavenly Father, you don't have any issue with sharing his glory. Sharing his love. He gave you his only begotten Son. Only. He had plenty of glory. So
yeah.
If he gave you his only begotten Son, what else he won't do?
Right.
That song said he thought I was worth dying for.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wants you to have his glory. Enjoy. See, that's what Satan didn't want to do. He wanted all the glory. He didn't want to glorify God.
Mm-hmm.
But see, we're different. We glorify God in these earthly bodies.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank God for every one of you guys. Anyone else have any other comments? Hallelujah. I ain't rushing today. This is a chill day for me. Let me say I'm chilling.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you guys so much. We'll see you all, tomorrow.